Starry night, the moon is bright, we'll sing a happy song.
Wow Spot!
Hello there, welcome to Wow Spot Kids Podcast. It has been Christmas holiday, and I want to wish everyone from all over the world a very Merry Christmas and almost Happy New Year. It has been a very, very busy fall for myself. This story from Mother Goose Fairy Tale, The Little Thumb, has been gone on for over a month, and today we're going to finish it. In the new year, we're going to start a new episode with a new story. Unfortunately, I have been sick since the end of November after performing in a very meaningful and very inspiring event hosted by International Piano Competition Honus Foundation. And I have helped raise funds to promote music and art. What was Spot Music and Media has been a very proud sponsor for this event. And I would like to share with you that by participating in this piano competition, performing Mozart Piano Sonata K331 complete, I have helped raise $7,000 Canadian. I'm very proud of myself, and also I'm very proud of the initiative and sponsorship by Wow Spot Music and Media. Okay, today let's finish up The Little Thumb. Let's finish the story of The Little Thumb today. What happened to Little Thumb and his brothers in the end? Read on. The augur, who found himself tired with his long and fruitless journey, had a great mind to rest himself, and by chance went to sit down upon the rock in which the little boys had hidden themselves. As he was worn out with fatigue, he fell asleep, and after reposing himself some time, began to snore so frightfully that the poor children were no less afraid of him than when he held up his great knife and was going to take their lives. Little Thumb was not so much frightened as his brothers, and told them that they should run away at once toward home while the augur was asleep so soundly, and that they need not be in any trouble about him. They took his advice and got home quickly. Little Thumb then went close to the augur, pulled off his boots gently, and put them on his own legs. The boots were very long and large, but as they were fairy boots, they had the gift of becoming big or little, according to the legs of those who wore them, so that they fitted his feet and legs as well as if they had been made for him. He went straight to the augur's house, where he saw his wife crying bitterly for the loss of her daughters. "Your husband," said Little Thumb, "is in very great danger, for he has been taken by a gang of thieves, who have sworn to kill him if he does not give them all his gold and silver." At the very moment they held their daggers at his throat, he perceived me and begged me to come and tell you the condition he was in, and to say that you should give me all he has of value without retaining any, for otherwise they will kill him without mercy. As his case is very pressing, he desired me to make use of his 7-league boots, which you see I have on, so that I might make the more haste and that I might show you that I do not impose upon you." The good woman, being greatly frightened, gave him all she had, for this augur was a very good husband, though he ate up little children. Little Thumb, having thus got all the augur's money, came home to his father's house, where he was received with abundance of joy. There are many people who do not agree in regard to this act of Little Thumb's, and pretend that he never robbed the augur at all, and that he only thought he might very justly take off his 7-league boots because he made no other use of them but to run after little children. These folks affirm that they were very well assured of this because they have drunk and eaten often at a fagmaker's house. They declare that when Little Thumb had taken off the augur's boots, he went to court, where he was informed that they were very much in trouble about a certain army, which was 200 leagues off and anxious as to the success of a battle. He went, they say, to the king and told him that if he desired it, he would bring him news from the army before night. The king promised him a great sum of money if he succeeded. Little Thumb returned that very same night with the news. This first expedition causing him to be known, he earned as much as he wished, for the king paid him very well for carrying his orders to the army. Many ladies employed him also to carry messages, from which he made much money. After having for some time carried on the business of a messenger and gained thereby great wealth, he went home to his father, and it is impossible to express the joy of his family. He placed them all in comfortable circumstances, bought places for his father and brothers, and by that means settled them very handsomely in the world, while he successfully continued to make his own way. The end. Is that a very nice and motivating story from Mother Goose Fairy Tale? I love this story. So when will the next story be? I have to be creative and think about something new in the new year. Maybe still another story from Mother Goose Fairy Tale. Maybe something entirely new. So see you in the new year.
Starry night, the moon is bright. We'll sing a happy song.
Wow, a spot!